This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The Texas A&M Solar Decathlon entry, which is called Grow Home, is designed to be responsive to the present and future needs of the American family. The home won a national design competition from the Environmental Protection Agency, referred to as Design for Disassembly. The team feels that Grow Home satisfies the dynamic needs of the modern household and the environmental impacts that are looming, and also sets the stage to become compliant to manufacturing protocols that might help advance the housing industry. What's different? Well, the house is designed as an open, flexible building system, which ranges from a basic component, grow joint, to the potential for a complete community, grow community, with incremental building scales and evolving renewable energy systems between these two extremes. The design includes an energy port garage for the future V2G and G2V hybrid car attachable to every American home. Grow walls, which are flat wall attachments for interior space efficiency. Grow energy for expandable PV and solar thermal arrays. Grow deck for enhanced use of exterior space. And a base unit referred to as Grow Home for fast delivery of a completed starter unit. The design concept includes preliminary efforts into open source protocols and building information modeling, which provide a means for advancing the state of the building industry so it can match the advancements in the automotive, computer electronic, and space industries. The design concept includes a procedure using life cycle balancing of resource use in terms of energy, water, and food, which fosters behavioral responsibility by reconnecting humans to the natural cycles that support them, while reducing the building's carbon footprint. When it comes to architecture and interior comfort, the Grow Home is adaptable in style, spatial, and climactic needs. The team has developed preliminary designs for urban infill, a mixed-use community in New Orleans' 9th Ward, and a Grow Neighborhood demonstration model for the National Mall itself. By using the age-old principle of thermally zonable space, the system of modularity can attain thermal comfort by curtaining off whole modules of three-dimensional spaces and exterior surfaces. The design connects to nature by using large super-insulated windows, opening up the view to a landscaped and functional backyard. For heating and cooling, a plug-and-play off-the-shelf energy system includes a heat recovery ventilator, solar-assisted heat pump, and dehumidification units. A solar thermal fence, which can be adapted in size according to climate, functions as a landscape spatial unit while protecting from the north wind. The reflection pond can act as a heat sink and as a psychological relief in the summer. Texas A&M Solar Home has three different building integrated photovoltaic systems, or BIPVs. The first is a rooftop BIPV system, which is pitched and unpitched, taking advantage of summer and winter. The second is a pitched translucent BIPV system over the south clerestory, which acts as a daylight modulator, thus gently shading the harsh southern light. And the third is an easy-to-install, vertical, see-through BIPV system, which enables a slight shading to the south wall without sacrificing view. The budget for the Texas A&M Solar Home was $550,000. Based on the evolutionary nature of the Grow Home, Grow Community concept, the Ecuadorian government has approached the team and is considering purchasing the entire entry as an evolutionary research community and then shipping it via Navy frigate to the very location where the concept of evolution began via Darwin himself, the Galapagos Islands. HVAC companies, including GE and Trane, have expressed interest in further testing and commercializing the team's innovative solar-assisted heat pump. For more information about Texas A&M Solar Home, go to www.solar.tamu.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or www.myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.